After Buzz TV Drag Race fans, we are here to discuss season 10, episode 12. We've got a top four to talk about. There was a crazy lip sync. And then we have a very long mirror moment for you. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. America.
Hello, Drag Race fans! We are three Americans here to bring you the tea on Drag Race. Good job!
I totally did.
I should have. Sorry.
I planned that. Not.
I am 123 Jackie B. I have Marche Freeman, Lorraine Love with me, and Ollie Dreamer. Ronnie's not here today, but he will be back. Maybe next week, but definitely for the finale.
Okay, yes. Good. Maybe we can get Jay Ellis back for the finale, too. Have a house full.
Yes.
And Kenny.
We'll try.
We'll do our best.
Panel full of queens. I love it. A reunion for sure. Absolutely. I'm here for it.
Oh, that's what we should do. Have the reunion next. Okay, forget it.
Good plan, Mark. Yeah. We'll discuss later.
I'm going to shut up.
I love this episode. I'm so excited to talk about it. If you haven't watched it, don't tune into the after show.
Right.
Because, spoiler alert, nobody went home, and I was so happy about that. And we have an extra long mirror moment for you, because this whole episode kind of felt like a mirror moment, which I loved. I was, like, tearing up at various times throughout the episode. So we'll get on to that. What were your thoughts?
Y'all know I love Cameron, okay? And a lot of people think she deserves to be there. But I'm just so happy that this was, like, a really positive episode. Like, it really brought up everyone. And I feel like no one deserved to go home. Like, maybe statistically, yes. But I just really enjoyed this episode. The challenge was awesome. And I'm so ready to talk about it.
Yeah. I like the drama, so I was kind of okay, everyone's, just blowing smoke up each other's booty.
But it's cute.
But it was cute, and yeah.
Sometimes you need a kumbaya moment.
I could have sent somebody home. We'll just say that.
It was a stressful season.
For you?
Yeah. Last week with Cracker and Cameron in the bottom, are you kidding me? That was my worst nightmare.
I know. But I was saying this too, speaking of. I was talking to my coworkers about the final four, because like you were saying, a lot of people were saying Cameron doesn't deserve to be there. I just kept thinking, like, what if it was Cracker? So it would have been Cracker, Eureka, Aisha, and Aquaria. Like, what a final four. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm sure there'd be some people saying, I guess Cameron only won one challenge as well. So, but I don't know. I just think that would have just been more of a wow, like a four true, anyone could win kind of thing. But we'll see.
We'll discuss this in predictions.
I don't know what happens.
I have some thoughts.
But I have an idea.
So
that someone will not be crowned.
So the main challenge was to do a music video, write your own verse lyrics, and sing it for RuPaul's new song, American. This song, I was saying just before we went on air, I like Ru's music, but Glamazon has always been one of my favorite Ru tunes. And this one is right up there with that. It was one of those like really catchy, pick me up, singing it in my head all the time. Loved it.
Which song is the song that they play at the end of the episode? To the moon. What song is that?
I don't remember.
Cause I like that. I don't know what song it's in, but every time they play it, I'm like, I like that. That's catchy.
I like CoverGirl too, but
yeah.
After a while, you've seen it in every episode, so
right.
You know.
But I do like American.
I love Call Me Mother. Like, I love that for All Stars 3. That was perfect.
So we had some struggles going up to this. Eureka was nervous because she bombed the last dance challenge. Not bombed, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
The Farmer
she,
Musical.
The one with the Cher.
Yeah.
Oh, the Cher one.
Yeah, the
Cher
one.
She had to sing live. Right.
Where she had to sing live. And she still has a hard time with the dancing thing, which I think also happened in the Farmer Musical situation. So she went into this one really nervous. But actually, her... in her session with Todrick, it seemed like she was able to immediately get into that mode and get things when the other people struggled a little bit more.
Yeah, right. I noticed that. There was really no, like, they really liked what she was doing. I think there was, like, maybe one critique, but she really pulled it off, like, really quickly, which was nice because it was, because she struggled, obviously, doing these live performances. And I like that she also incorporated in her rap that it wasn't just about Eureka. She was trying to raise, like, the community up, especially with this fan base that can be a little toxic at times. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and she said, I mean, we'll get into it later, but I think part of the reason she's doing that is because here we are in season 10, a big queen is still not one, and so she's trying to promote body positivity as well. And then Cameron actually has a wonderful voice, and I keep forgetting that because, you know, like, they, again, we'll talk about this later, but talk about how shy he is. And so Todrick kind of pushed him to, like, sing in the right range, and it was really lovely. It really was. And he did have that moment where he was struggling with the dance moves, but, as we saw in the end, it was really, really phenomenal. Yeah.
I also just love seeing Todrick kind of, like, show them up too. Like, here, let me show you how well I sing.
Right.
And he sings so amazing. I forget how talented Todrick is.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Aquaria, Aquaria is obviously talented, but she's, like, completely tone deaf. And I'm like, Todrick, stop. That's just mean. It's just mean. It was hilarious.
I actually liked when she walked off and it was like... we all were like, oh, girl, and she's like, nailed it! I'm like, oh, she's so 21.
And that's why I was telling you.
Or 22, yeah, whatever.
I was telling you, thank God for autotune. Like,
yeah.
Ultimately, they sounded good at the final product.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had Aja, who, again, there was like a beat. This time it was not, I mean, Aja can't really sing either, but it was... Aja chose to do kind of like a rap thing, and it was not on beat, and Todrick was like getting mad at her for being like, you have to be on beat.
Right.
Which is always interesting to me because, like, and I'm one of these people too where I can dance but I can't sing to save my life, and so, like, getting the beat with a song seems really hard for me, but again, you have someone like Aja who's a really good dancer, and so, like, the beat is not an issue with dancing, it just was for the song portion.
Yeah. Right.
The stakes are so much raised now that they're not doing the music video anymore, they have to actually, like, perform live. So do you guys actually like that they're doing that as opposed to the music video?
I miss having, like, a super fun, campy music video. I think of, like, Glamazon, where they're, like, in the city, like, stomping on people and everything.
Right.
I like that kind of cheesiness.
I like that, too. I mean, but there was something to be said about a live performance, because that's what most drag is.
Yeah.
Is a live performance. So it's nice. I mean, it's tough because some, you know, I always say, too, I have to give, like, not putting anybody down, but, like, somebody like Aquaria who, you know, can move and has rhythm and can pick up the choreography that quick, you know, again, not putting down her performance. I thought she did a great job. But, like, when you see somebody like Cameron or Eureka who were struggling and then you see the finished product and they nailed it, you're just like, I don't know. It's like you have to give them kind of extra credit because it's not easy for them. You know, and then they still nailed it. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to watch them, like, dance and do the lip sync and everything. It was a fun live performance.
Uh-huh.
But even just thinking back to All Stars, where you had the camera moving through, like, different parts of the studio, I almost wished if they were doing a live performance, they had done something like that.
Yeah, an actual live. Because you can tell it was edited.
Yeah.
Like, they could have done that, like... They could have done, like, two takes, like, each for the performance, don't you think?
Yeah.
Which they probably did.
Right. But I loved that in All Stars there was more of, like, an intricate situation going on. Not to say that these queens didn't bring it or anything. Although the only thing I will say is that there was one point where the choreography had Aja, like, in the corner for, like, a chunk of the song. Yeah. And I'm like, why did you do this? Why would you do that?
Well, it's funny, too, because, like, you know, well, we'll get into it when we get to talk about it.
We're talking about it now.
The actual performance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, because I thought the same thing. Aja, again, I thought they all did a great job. But if you look at actual, like, choreography, I personally feel, can all hate on me, whatever you want, I feel like Eureka's was the hardest. not saying that Aquarius wasn't... She did... if you go back and watch it, because there's so many more intricacies. And the fact that I felt like Eureka was one of the only ones that you... I didn't see her thinking about it. I saw her personality and I saw blend with the choreography. I don't know. I thought Eureka nailed it. I thought she was the best of all four.
We love you, but that's the point of view.
I have to disagree.
All right, that's fine.
I will just disagree.
Okay.
I don't need to say anything. I just will disagree.
I liked parts of everyone's, but hers from start to finish was the best, the most entertaining to watch, in my opinion.
I thought they all were equally entertaining. If you're talking about hard choreography, I think they actually gave Cameron the hardest choreography.
Yeah, she had the hand movements.
Yeah, to be able to do all of those. But that was just one part of it.
And it was cool. And that was my favorite part of her thing. And that was my favorite choreography. But other than that moment with the hand movements, the rest of it wasn't as intricate as that, is all I'm saying.
I just think that Eureka's wasn't that difficult just because she kind of stayed in the same place. But
oh, I don't think so.
I kind of thought she did. I don't know. But one thing I will say that I don't know if you guys noticed this.
Run the footage.
No, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but everyone had, like, after their verse, everyone except Cameron had, like, a little dance break. Cameron didn't have that. After Cameron's verse, they went straight into, like, the group.
Because her arm part was so great.
But I wish she would have had one still, like. I feel like everyone, I don't know. Like,
Ollie feels Cameron was slighted. I feel Asia was slighted.
I thought Asia did amazing.
I don't feel
amazing,
like anybody
though.
Was slighted.
No, she did amazing, but I do think it seemed unfair to me that there was a great big chunk of her choreography where they had just stuck her in the corner. And I was like, she can do more than this, so I don't know why this is happening.
When she was on the floor, I was like, yes, get it, girl.
I know.
But yeah.
And then it picked up, and then it, yeah. Did you have any lyrics that you thought were... I mean, I thought they all had something good to say. I thought they all had, like, something fun to say, too, in there.
They each did something different. Like, Asia's was very poetic. Aquaria really, like, sold her brand in hers. Yeah. Eureka brought, like, the community into her verse, and I love
who?
That.
Cameron?
Eureka.
Okay. Oh, Eureka. Okay.
And Cameron, this was, like, first time we got to really see who Cameron was by talking about being, like, from a small town. You just hate
it's
Cameron, and
time.
That's so
it's about
annoying.
Time.
I know, but, like, because she did that, like, I was living for it because I really identify with Cameron personally. Being quiet, being shy, being a little unsure of yourself sometimes, being gay, and just kind of coming from a small
town. You're
gay?
What? Ollie
breaking
just came
news.
Out.
Do we have a breaking news? Flash that up there.
I am gay and I'm proud and I am a proud Cameron.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you. Okay, enough of Cameron.
So people, people were asking us if AfterBuzz does a pose after show, and they do.
Yes.
It's on later today. I think they said at 8, but check out AfterBuzz's drama channel for that.
Yes.
And then we have some info on
Yes. Thank you so much for that, because we have so many shows, different shows. We have drama, we have sci-fi, we have reality competitions. And what we need you guys to do is subscribe to our channels, all of our channels. But if you're watching reality competitions and you love reality competitions such as MasterChef, RuPaul's Drag Race, we got The Four that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And we have one of my favorites, America's Next Top Model, which is also on VH1. So you need to do that. Please subscribe, because it caters to specific content that's already directly linked to you. It brings you your favorite after show, so you don't have to seek them out, because who wants to search all the time? No, that's annoying. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. So this is how you find new content, as well as the content that you already like. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're completely optional. So it's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you do that, we're going to shout you out. So please go ahead and do that. And we promise to continue doing our best to serve you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And also, chances are we have so many after shows on this channel. Chances are that if you like a show in a certain genre, we do have it. If we don't, you can always reach out to one of us and see if we can make it happen. I mean, that has happened before in the past.
Yeah.
But I usually, if I'm looking for a show, I usually just type in AfterBuzz and then like The Four, AfterBuzz, MasterChef, and you can find it that easily as
well.
And
more than likely, AfterBuzz is covering it. So keep searching.
Yeah.
Yes. So the runway was amazing. I loved everyone's outfits. First was Aquaria. this was obviously just like gorgeous as she normally does. But I loved that it was glam gorgeous.
Yeah.
Because sometimes she does like kind of funky campy stuff. She had that great outfit in the last episode with the bone on her face. But I love that she did a very glam look.
Because she has, I feel like she hasn't done that much glamour in this season. I mean, her looks have been astounding, but I love that she got to do this. She had the cute little like tear like stars that she added in. And I love the cutout. I love like the how it's like a mermaid tail. Like it was just beautiful. And that seems a little difficult to move in, but
I gonna say though, Vixen did do a cutout outfit like this.
Oh my
gosh. Not to say this outfit wasn't good, but they were acting like it's the first time they've seen this silhouette.
Oh no, but this is far superior. I did like that Vixen look for sure, because it was so like the first time I saw something like this, but I love this like way more. Absolutely.
I love this because of the fabric. Mm-hmm. Vixen's, I believe, was the denim challenge.
Yeah. There's lots of detail in it, too. You have to look at it a couple times, I think.
On your high-definition television.
The only thing I'm going to say is, girl, you got to have boobies. When you wear that outfit, you got to have boobies. Yeah. There's a space for your boobies in there, and you didn't put them there.
Does she ever wear boobies?
She never doesn't, wears boobs. And she doesn't really wear hips. It's just frustrating. I liked it.
Why didn't you like it?
Here's I liked it. I liked it. It was wonderful. She should win.
Lies. Lies, Minnelli, lies. You're such a liar.
No, I liked everybody's. Now I'm going to nitpick. I didn't like the hair.
Oh, but I love the hair.
It was just, I wanted something more from her. I don't know. I don't like the cutout. I didn't like Vixen's either. I did like the tears. I do like the stars on it. I just would have. It was okay. I mean, I liked it. I mean, good.
We don't get it. Next is Asia.
Good. Loved it. She should win.
Tell us what you really, the fans want to know what you think.
I did love the silhouette. The only thing I'll say is I don't know what happened. But I guess because there's so much going on with her outfit, I didn't notice that she had that little beard thing until somebody pointed it out. Yeah. I almost wish it was a different color so you knew it,
On her forehead, maybe. So I don't know.
Something. How about putting it on?
Well, no, I know what she was doing. She was trying to reference... she was trying to reference like a Egyptian kind of theme. And, the pharaohs all had that beard thing. And there's an old... I can't remember which Egyptian queen it was, but they had one of the queens put on a beard because, like, that was, like, a symbol of the era.
Cool.
So it wasn't necessarily... It was a symbol of being a pharaoh. That's what I'm trying to say. It was a symbol of being a pharaoh. So she was doing that kind of homage, but you couldn't necessarily see it until the camera went really close to her face.
Yeah, I didn't notice it until somebody said it either, and then I just wanted to flick it off. Other than that, I liked it.
I love it.
I love that the length was it was a perfect length. I just loved the colors together and everything. I just wanted to flick that off of Virgin. But other than that, I liked it.
Yeah, I just love the color on her. And late in the competition, I'm realizing how beautiful, like, Asia paints. Like, she's beautiful. Like, her face, like, last week with the twins, beautiful. And I even thought North Korea was beautiful. But I definitely, not my favorite look, but... It's beautiful. I love that she was wearing the titties. The titties were poking out.
That was my favorite part.
That. I was like, that's a woman. Like,
right.
Sure. Yeah. And I love the nails, too.
I did like the nails, although I felt like she had a heart. Like, she kept just holding them like this and, like, doing that.
It looked a little difficult to move in.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. But props to
her. I loved it. It looked pretty.
It was great because I am a fan of this kind of, like, Art Deco, the way it looks is like very Art Deco.
Yeah.
And so I like that about it. So next is Cameron. Oh, this was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
So gorgeous.
Glamour. Amazing.
Love lavender. Love a good nude illusion.
God, I am. I love lavender, okay?
All I'm going to say is when Cameron Michaels comes to town, I'm just going to be Oliver's shadow, and I just want to watch him chase him around town, because it will be the best time of my life.
Okay, we'll look at her. We'll have to keep an eye out.
I'll let you know if I can get us into a little private meet and greet. Absolutely. Okay.
It reminded me a little bit of, the Happy Birthday, Mr. President, Marilyn Monroe dress. because that was supposed to be Nude Illusion as well, mm-hmm. and it was like, you know, like crystals made to like match her skin tone, mm-hmm. and so I thought this was a kind of fun take on that.
Mm-hmm. You want to know what I think about it, Oliver?
What?
I think it's the best she's ever looked.
Yes, oh, I agree. Nice.
I think of everybody. There were things I could pick, like nitpick. This was the only one that I was like, okay, kudos. Mm-hmm. Next. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not yeah. like next, like it was bad, but okay, it looks good. Everything's yeah. spot on.
I love that it also had like a train.
I'm okay with it. Yeah. I think it is definitely the best she's ever looked. It just, she didn't overdo it. She let the dress, see, sometimes I feel like, and that's why I think with Asia, it bothered me with the thing. Cause like the dress was so beautiful. Just let it be the dress.
Yeah.
Don't add that other thing, because then it takes... Then you're thinking about this mm-hmm. on your chin, not the dress. So thank you for not wearing horns and fur with this. I appreciate
it. She edited it this week. She was planning this one. And it was my favorite of the week for sure.
So next is Eureka. I love this. I love a good camp queen. Mm-hmm. I love a good campy outfit. I love the whole dictionary reading thing. This is what I want to see from Eureka.
Yeah.
And I always talk about that elephant outfit that she had. Yes. And I'm like, this is what I think of her. Yeah. That's why last week's outfit disappointed me. I was listening to the podcast and Mark was calling it Hamburger Mary's. And I was like, yeah.
Totally, was it not?
Yes.
It was. Thank you.
It was the outfit for Hamburger
Mary's. Why can't you be here to agree with me, Jackie?
And so I was like,
the
Eureka.
Yellow hair and the magenta.
Yeah.
It was totally... Yeah. Like, I totally was like, girl, she saw the Hamburger Marys across the thing. Right. She went, make me that look. Yeah, she totally did.
And I was like, this is much better than that.
Yeah.
Because this is something that means something to Eureka yeah. and is also very campy, which yeah. I love.
Mm-hmm. I will nitpick. I don't like... It needed to be longer. I agree. The black shoe. I didn't like the eyelashes.
I hated those goddamn eyelashes. Just,
I feel like she does go a little bit too much sometimes with the makeup and like the jewels and stuff that, I mean, it's just not me. So I, you know, that's probably why I don't like it. I will say this. I was watching the fashion photo review before I came in. I'm not going to steal this. I will give Raja her props. And I do agree with this. I think this should have been her entrance into the workroom look. Instead of her finale look. Mm. I think it would have made more sense coming into the room wearing that than wearing it for the finale. I just would have just wished she just did something beautiful for this. Not that this isn't beautiful, but just like simple, like Cameron. Simple, elegant, I can put a crown on it, we're good to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My opinion. But you know, she's my number one, so...
I think
I'm glad she defined Eureka because I was looking it up and I couldn't find it.
I think this just comes down to like editing. Like, I didn't like the eyelashes. I think she had like light bulb earrings and light bulbs on top of her. I didn't think she needed the earrings. I agree with the dress being too short, but I like that she's wearing a gown because she's worn so many like body suits and that was my issue with Eureka. And I like that she went for like the only queen to do like kind of the campy thing because I think she hasn't had campy looks really this season.
Oh, forget it.
What?
Nothing.
All right. Lip sync. What did you guys think? They all lip synced against each other and no one went home. And I was saying before this, I would have thought it would have been a real bummer to get to that point and then everybody lip syncs and they're like, you person, you're the one who's out. Yeah.
But can't we agree that every time we have a top four, there's someone that we always go, not gonna win it.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's getting somebody's hopes up that, and I think they usually know that they're not gonna win it too. So I don't know. It is what it is. I mean, it's their
show. But I also think that usually we know who is gonna win it. I mean, the way that Rue has like gushed over Aquaria, I think it's pretty much Aquaria's game to win at this point. And that, I mean, that doesn't even have anything to do with my personal opinion or maybe fan opinion, but that's just like, you watch the competition. She's won three challenges.
Yeah. Never in the bottom.
And then
According to Rue.
She's won three challenges, never in the bottom. And then you see Rue basically like gush over her in this like final moment. And they all said nice things about the other people. But to me, what she was saying to Aquaria was basically like, you're pretty much in the running to win.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like we know that each year. Remember, the very best, be the best Alaska you can be. Mm-hmm. I mean, we knew Alaska was going to win All-Stars.
Yeah. Like Bianca, like you knew Bianca was going to win.
Yeah.
Maybe you knew Bob was going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob, that was for sure. We already knew.
I don't know that we knew Bob was going to win. I think it was a good chance, but I don't think she was as obvious as some of the others have been.
Hmm. Okay.
In my opinion. I love them all. I think they should win. I agree with Aquaria and Untucked. They all should win a crown because they're all fabulous. Except Cameron.
Oh.
I'm just happy that Cameron's there for the finale. And I get to see her lip sync.
I am too, and because I like watching you gush.
That is one thing, though. Like, if you're a queen with a good lip sync, you can go far. And I think of Peppermint, where Peppermint had some of these same struggles where it's like, she was middle of the road, and then started really getting noticed more later on in the season. And I think, like, she is just, Peppermint was one of those people who, like, you were never, like, she would never go home in a lip sync.
Yeah.
And so you also knew that person was going to be able to
make it. I can think of, like, Jujubee, who was in the box. She was a lip sync assassin in her season. And I don't think she had won any challenges. Correct me if I'm wrong, but she was in the top three. And I love Jujubee. She's hilarious. Yeah. She's an iconic queen for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Same. I mean, I love Peppermint too. But it's just like lip sync. If you are really good at a lip sync, which is one of the main things a drag queen does, it can get you far.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole episode felt like a mirror moment to me. So I want to start, I want to kind of go through, their What's the Tea interviews, because they each in those interviews highlighted something that they struggled with or was personal to them. First, we start with Cameron, and I'm going to back up Ollie here because I'm an introvert. And so I have a pet peeve when people think that, because we know that Rue and Michelle are very extroverted personalities, so they mention that Cameron talks a lot off camera, but a lot of times introverts don't feel comfortable, like, maybe in a room full of people or maybe with a whole bunch of cameras on them, you know, so they might say less, but that doesn't mean they don't have a personality. And so I'm going to disagree with Michelle on this one, where she was like, we don't know who you are yet, and it's like, I don't think that's true. I think we've seen Cameron's struggles all the way up until this point. I just think that Cameron doesn't necessarily have a personality that's in your face. I don't think that she's not being true. I think that it's just, that's her personality.
Because she definitely clicks with Eureka, and Eureka is saying in the episode that she totally knows Cameron. She gets Cameron, and it just, it's a shame that you can't really, that doesn't translate to reality television.
Right.
But that's, they're definitely capitalizing on, like, really making sure that Cameron is, they're showing her in that, like, that introverted light.
Yeah.
And it's hard when it's like you're constantly kind of bashed for that. Like, it's a bad thing to be introverted, and it's not, you know.
I feel like that in general in life too, because I've struggled with this where, you know, sometimes you're in a business situation and they're like, well, why don't you talk up more? Why don't you, like, go to lunch with 10,000 people, you know, and really put yourself out there? And it's like, there's different ways to be successful. And sometimes one person's way of being successful isn't the same as another person's way of being successful, you know? And they're like, you know, there are people who program computers that are super successful and they don't have to go and do the things that extroverts do.
Right. Absolutely. And I think when she performs, like, she really does show, like, look, I'm here to stay and I'm a survivor.
Yeah.
So I, and, well,
no,
and
no,
also,
no more.
No more comments.
No more comments.
I'm not really an introvert.
You're not an introvert.
Pretty safe to say. So I can't, you know, I don't have those experiences. Although, I mean, I mean, there are definitely times where I'm not the, you know, who I am on camera or on stage and stuff like that. So I can understand that. I don't know. I don't really know who she is other than what they've shown me. I'm just seeing what we see on TV. So I'm sure if I meet her and we talk, I'll be like, oh my gosh, so sweet, so nice, whatever, blah blah blah, great personality, all that stuff. I genuinely don't know that much about her other than, you know, what she said about losing her father and that kind of, like, the specifics. I don't know anything.
For me, though, those were stories I could I mean, I haven't lost my dad, but those are stories that I could relate to. Like, people have experienced loss, and oh my gosh, I'm Ross. Ross was when they did the photo and like look at yourself as a young kid and tell that kid something. Mm-hmm. And Ross was like saying how Cameron's message, you know, spoke to a lot of people in the LGBTQ community. And I do think those moments are important. It's like, yeah, maybe she doesn't have like a very forceful out there personality, but there is something in her that other people can connect with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah. I love the line, I'm not the loudest, but I have my sound. And I think that was really important for Cameron. Yeah. But I do think she is her own worst enemy, and I just want her to like just kill it, because you can kill it. You slaying, like, you slay. Okay, you slay, Cameron. Moving on.
So Asia talked again about her parents dying and talked about how she was creating a family outside of her blood family. And in Untucked, we had that moment where, because her parents had died, she didn't think she would get a video, and her friend made a video. And that moment really moved me, because this whole season, a lot of times when you're a person like Asia, who's so used to being the quote-unquote grown-up and, like, mothering other people, you know, parents need some love and support, too. And so she needed that. After that moment of giving so much of herself, she needed that moment where she had a friend step in and say, hey, I care about you, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's nice. I kept thinking when they were doing it, if any of you watch Survivor, it reminds me of that episode of Survivor when they all get their family visit, you know, and it's like, it picks them up, it gives them energy. And I'm sure that it does. I mean, like they were saying too, when they had the makeover challenge, they were just happy to talk to somebody else in the room. So I'm sure it's great to have those moments.
I like the comment from David Caspi in the chat. He says, thank God there wasn't a squatty potty plug.
Yeah, that's that true. So that's true.
I also like that moment that Asia and Aquaria had, where Aquaria really gave credit to Asia, because sometimes, and they said this on the show, sometimes the younger queens, you're when you're young, you're in your own headspace, and sometimes you're not like giving credit where credit is due. And Aquaria did that, which I really appreciated, and I thought that was a very mature moment.
Yeah, that was a very sweet moment. I wasn't expecting that. And for, I think Aquaria got emotional in Untucked because of what Asia had said about that. And that was really sweet. And I really have fallen in love with both of them. Like, these are two queens that I didn't think that I was going to really, like, get behind and really, like, support. I'm like, these two, to me, are, like, deserve the crown, I think, personally.
Asia and Aquaria.
Yeah. And it just surprises me because of I've fallen in love with just who they are and how much they've grown through the competition.
I'm just curious if they, and I think that they probably do tape the Meet the Queens before the queens meet each other, because, you know, I'm just thinking back to Aquaria's video, and it would just seem so, like, almost produced, like, I want to get all these catchphrases in. I have this image to maintain. From that video to where she is now is a complete 180.
Yes.
And kudos to her.
Are they the ones?
I still don't like
her hair. Is that when they're in their entrance looks? I'm trying to figure out.
Say it again.
What outfits are they in their entrance looks?
No, this is where they're in the neon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the neon, promotional video.
The promotional, like, Meet the Queens.
And she had, like, caution tape or something. Yeah.
No, she had Aquaria neck choker. She had Aquaria everything.
Yeah, I wonder when they filmed that exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I think, I'm guess. It seems like that they haven't met each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just get this vibe that when they're filmed, those that they're not. I don't know. I'll try and find out. I'll get back to you.
Let us know.
I'm always interested in production and whatnot.
A corner mayhem.
And Aquaria's What's the Tea was all about, like, learning and growing, which obviously we just talked about. And then Eureka talked about self-doubt. And in Untucked, she talked about how she wanted to get a win for the big girls, which we did talk about a little bit. But I did like that moment where she was talking about how she was naked as the baby.
Yeah.
And it really gave her like, some body positivity.
Yeah.
And I think the moment we connect with each of these queens is a moment where we see some sort of vulnerability that we relate to. because each one of these top queens throughout this season has had a like a vulnerable moment that we can relate to,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's like Aquaria where you're like, okay, this is a moment where I have to be like humble and apologize,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, or if it's a moment where Asia, like really like creating your own family, that sort of thing.
So. Right.
Any more thoughts before I move on to fan shout outs?
Could I do what I just saw a comment in here, if I can find it real quick. Well, why is this not moving now? Hold on 1 second. Let me do this.
We're having some technical difficulties.
Where's his name? I want to just make sure I say this right. It was... Dun, dun, dun. Oh, my gosh. Somebody said they were watching for the first time.
Oh,
multi-dog bark.
Aww.
This is honestly the first time I'm here live watching. I'm so excited.
Aww.
So multi-dog bark. Welcome.
Welcome.
We love your
Welcome.
Name.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So on iTunes, we had the Amazing Lizard Woman, which love that name. she said, the entire team is amazing and so funny. They give a real review from so many different points of view. Loves you all. And we love you.
Oh, that you're talking about us?
Yeah. Oh. That's a review for us.
Was I included in that? It didn't say everybody except for Mark. It didn't say everybody but Mark? Okay.
Some more. Puckaboo. Dairy C, who actually loves Mark. Fernando Chavez, who thinks Ronnie is a cutie. Cheatham Glenn, who likes Jay. You guys, I'm going to ask for some of you to give some love to Ollie.
Give some
because I love Ollie.
Give some love to Jackie. I don't need love.
Okay. Mike Bowman said the Patty Duke show did the double screen thing better, which made me laugh. Winter 22, Riva G, JDTV05, and I can't read my own handwriting. I'm so sorry. I wrote this really quickly. Antares CP, and that's because I can't read my own handwriting, but they weighed in on the, it was like they had an explanation of what color pee you should have. So if you need some like scientific backup for healthy pee.
Oh, I like Bambi.
What?
Said, Mark is a goddess. Who's Ollie?
Oh, my God.
He's just into old queens.
Everyone's just so shady to me.
I love Ollie. Maximilio loves you.
Thank you, Maximilio.
Ollie is the cutest, sweetest guy on the... I think it's right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you're the only guy on the right. Just
backhanded compliment. Thank you so much. I'm getting red.
So, our news and gossip.
Oh, I guess that's me. Me and you. I guess we're both on.
Our news and gossip for today.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Mark is leaving the show.
No, Mark is not.
Sashay away.
The news and gossip for today is just to tell you guys to vote, which was like one of the themes in the episode. You can go to the website that Rue had posted. In California, I know that you can go to the Secretary of State website, and here, I don't actually know, I haven't voted in another state, so I don't I don't know how voting, voting, I'm sure, like, for us, you just go and register on our website, and then you can actually apply to get a ballot sent to your home, and then mail it in.
Well, didn't they do something in the episode when Rue's on the runway, when she comes down, she says how to register to vote.
There's a website, for those people who are like, I don't want to go in to vote, you can have mail-in vote.
I mail it in. Yeah. I do it, and you can mail it the day of, like me, who waits till the last minute, like, shoot, I got to get it posted. Marked.
But I love the mail-in vote option because then you can really do your research.
Yeah. And you can sit, you can have your laptop, you can, you know, make your decisions.
I just go to the elementary school, like, right down the street by my apartment, so I'm just like, it's dead. So
I didn't know where you were going with that when you said that at first. I was like, what are you
talking
about?
I go to the elementary school, and... I was like,
Ollie.
But my shirt is from Pod Save America, which is... Crooked Media makes a whole bunch of different... I'm warning you, they're liberal podcasts, but they're political activist podcasts. And there's different types for different types of people. One of my favorite podcasts, Keep It, has someone who's a huge Drag Race fan running it. So if you listen to that one every once in a while, you get like a fun Drag Race nugget. So
nugget.
She and I
nugget.
Love your hat, by the way.
Thanks. It's a human rights campaign.
Yes. That's for iTunes listeners, it says Make America Gay Again. Yes. And I love it so much.
Thank you.
I need one.
I love it too.
Thanks, Mark Keeney.
Who's Mark Keeney?
Oh, he's saying nice things about me.
Oh, that's nice. Well, now we have our...
I don't get them very often, so I'm going to take what I can get.
Now we have our predictions.
Mark, oh, yeah.
Who are you predicting that you now, wanted to go home?
Oh.
Was it Cameron?
Oh, no, it's not Cameron.
If I had to send somebody home and yeah. it'd be a final three, yeah, I would send Cameron home. I mean, I don't think there's anybody besides Oliver who would disagree with that. And I'm not basing that on what I saw this episode, because I liked her runway and I liked that one movement and her choreography. So, but I don't know. I mean, good for her. She won 3 lip syncs, and then again, that's debatable. So it is what it is, and I'm content with that. Rue will make the best decision and not choose Cameron.
Wow.
And who do I want to win the show?
Yeah, who do you want to win?
I'm sticking with my guns. From the very beginning, I was Team Eureka, and I'm sticking with Eureka. I think, hands down, even though she's had ups and downs, I think she would be the best person to win. I just think there's just something about her when you watch her videos, when you watch her, anything she does, that she just, I don't know, there's just something about it. She's more than a look. There's just more, she's all encompassing.
Ollie, who do you want to win?
I'm still not over your cup. No. okay, so who do I want to win? Well, I would say what I want to happen, I want the final two to be...
No, who do you want to win?
Well, let me finish. I want the final two to be Aquaria and Asia. After that Untucked moment, I'm like, these two need to be like lip sync for the crown for sure. But I'd say Aquaria, because she really grew on me. She surprised me. I thought she was just going to be a look queen, but I fell in love with her. I'm like, this girl is funny. She won the snatch game.
Yeah.
Never in the bottom. Like, statistically,
right.
She should win, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, statistically, if you want Cameron to go home, statistically, Aquaria should take the crown. Just because I think she's young, she's sharing needles. Practically, she's sharing needles.
Younger's better?
Well, she's young and she's like so smart and
just
intelligent.
Curious. As he looks at my gray hair on my temples.
Just rude. Trying to throw me under the bus. Trying to make me look bad.
Do you guys have a different opinion about Oliver now?
Oh, no.
He knows I love him.
So I'm going to go with my person that I've loved from the beginning, which is Asia.
I knew you were going to.
Yeah.
I
love
I knew
it.
Yeah.
I love that we all have different ones.
Yeah. I've been Team Asia from the beginning, so I'm going to stick with that. I do think that Aquaria will win, and I'm not saying she doesn't deserve it, but I feel like, to me, this is Asia's moment. Asia, and maybe it's because Asia's older and she helped out a lot of the other queens, and there's something that, like, to me, I feel like I respect that about her. Mm-hmm. And not just that, she's obviously an amazing queen too, but I feel like it should be her moment this time.
I liked what she said about, just because, like, there's going to be a winner after me if I do win, I'm still going to take that title and
yes.
I'm going to go to the grave with it, basically.
Asia said that, right?
Yes. Because us as fans, we forget about the past queens. We don't forget about them, but we're always like, who's the next one? And I love what she said in the, was it the
It was
podcast?
Her on, yeah, it was
yeah.
her on the,
so I
thought it was her on stage, but that's fine. She said that.
One of them, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I like that. I like that that's her attitude, is like she wants to not just like, be beautiful and do drag, but like make the world a better place. Mm-hmm.
I think if Aquaria doesn't win, it's
why are you laughing at me?
I would want Asia to win.
I'm not laughing at you, Jackie.
What is going
all
on?
All I keep thinking is, let's not forget that she's a pageant queen. So pageant queens know how to answer questions. That is one of the things they are trained to do. I'm not saying she's not honest. I'm just saying she knows how to answer a question and get a response like that. And touche to her, because it worked on Jackie.
No, but here's the thing. No, if you guys have watched me season after season after season, you know that I'm not usually down with pageant queens.
Right.
And that's why I feel like her, even if she's like rehearsed this, like it did feel like it's something from her heart.
I do think of all the pageant girls who have been in there and been in the top, she deserves it the most. And there were times where I forgot that she was a pageant queen, which is nice.
Well, you know I mean?
She wasn't afraid, and that's the thing too, is that a lot of them will get, is that they need to learn how to not necessarily be pretty all the time. And I think, and that sounds weird, but I think that she, like when she did the ugly thing, and there are other times where
last episode, her, like, the balloons, the, her
butterface.
Question, if they do it like they did last year and they have to lip sync, do you think your person will be in the final too?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm just wondering.
Interesting that none of us chose Cameron to win. But that's all.
I mean, we're going to see Cameron slay regardless.
I'm sure. She might just be doing it without a crown.
That's fine by me. Some of the best girls to come out of Drag Race didn't take the crown.
That's true. That is a very good.
That is true.
Very PC statement, Oliver. I taught you nothing?
All stars.
I need to sit next to him more often. I need to rub off on him. We need to get him a little edgy.
I really enjoyed the show. Despite all the shade that was thrown my way, but it's totally fine. Yeah. I could roll with
you. Wait, season 25, she's going to be all grown up and be just like me. Aww. Just watch.
This is my future drag mom.
Oh, we should talk about the finale.
So next week,
I would so be down.
Oh my gosh,
I would so be down.
You guys, next week we're gonna be back in here when they do the season review.
Reunion. Yep.
Tell us your top moment from this season. And as a fan shout out, I'm going to read out some of the people's top moments from this season. So either tweet it at us, write it on the video, write it on iTunes. Yeah. And then we'll be bringing you our top moments from this season.
Yeah. Oh, I have to write those down. I saved the whole season so I can go back and rewatch. Like, I'm going to have time to do that. But I might fast forward through them when I can't sleep.
Well, thanks, you guys. Yeah. You can find me at 123 Jackie B on all platforms. You guys, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. And if you want to cast your vote for who you think you should win, I have a poll that's still going. I purposely let it go longer. If you want to cast your vote for who you think you should win, it's a tight race between three. There's one person that has 4%.
I wonder who that is.
That's all I'm going to say.
I wonder who that is. Guys, are you with me still? I'm Oliver Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. I love you guys.
It's Ollie.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.